are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
The stream.
Yeah.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Blast it.
Coco.
Oh my God.
What the fuck is wrong with us? Oh my God.
Welcome. Happy baby shower.
Woo, woo, woo. Got okay, guys.
Haze.
Welcome to Jessica's daddy baby shower. Here is our guest of honor, Jessica and Coco. Yeah. Accurate. We had to wait for her to take her entire jumpsuit off to pee.
It wasn't really thought through.
Not a thought through process, but no. It's okay now.
I can't even believe they make
jumpsuits for pregnant women. What a idiot. It should be like a zipper or something to get.
Why would they make maternity jump? Like, those are like oxymorons. Maternity jumpsuit.
It's crazy. But I'm happy that we're all here. Look at how cute it looks. It's a girl, baby, balloons, baddie. We're going to play this little game here where you guess the candies. We have giveaways.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
This is so exciting because I feel like we were not going to have like anything normal.
No.
And this is exciting to have.
I just want to say, like, I am completely blown away by all of this. It's really surreal. You guys
should see the boxes behind Jessica. It takes up her whole living room. This was so sweet of you guys. To make her feel special through all of this was really, really nice.
Yeah.
Dude, we tested stuff out yesterday and I was just like, Jess was like, look at everything. I was like, holy shit. There's stuff.
He literally kept being everywhere. Like, holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
The last cunt of the month.
It's actually the season finale.
Yeah.
Really sad.
So it's sad, but it's exciting because last year we were able to have something big for the season finale. This year we're having something big for the season finale. So
it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, she just kicked me so hard.
She said, not today, bitch. Don't take my day away.
Like, that's not even a kick. That's like a somersault or something.
They're insane in there.
Oh, my God.
I know. I don't know.
She's like, bitch, let's go.
Yeah, she's ready.
Oh, my
God. She's like, I want to see what I got.
Presents.
This is what you have to look forward to for the rest of your life. They're going to wake you up at 6 a.m. on Christmas morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was a weird one. That was a really weird
kick. That was your first, like, big one?
Oh, my God.
You guys caught it on camera.
That was weird. Like, it's weird. In my head, I can visualize, like, what she's doing.
Ew, it's creepy. Don't do it. It's like,
you know what I
mean? Like, I don't like it.
Like, or, like, I could feel her just, like, a foot or a hand just, like, it's surreal. It's a feeling that you, like, never get used to.
No, I don't miss it.
No.
I like holding them for real. I didn't like any of that internal shit.
It is like somebody planted an alien in me and now it's just like.
Yeah, Denny did that.
Trying to kill me slowly.
That's the best thing about when you're pregnant and you can yell, you did this to me.
I love it. What else? What else has been going on?
How's like name picking coming?
Oh, that's tons of fun.
Yeah.
Hard. I know it's I complain so hard. Every time, but.
I told you this. It's like the most difficult thing you're going to do because it's the only thing that will last forever for them. Like if you buy a house in a town, you can always move. If you buy them something for school they don't like, you could change it. But like their name will never change.
I just feel like I can't decide on anything. Like what outfit
you're
I'm going to wear.
You're indecisive. Ugh.
Yeah. Or like I look at names I liked years ago and I'm like, holy shit, thank
don't
God.
Don't do that. I looked at names too and I was like, ew. What was I thinking? That was when I used to watch a lot of Real World and I would pick names from Real World.
My parents have got this thing where now that like I'm close to getting married, they're already like, when are we getting a grandkid? When is this happening?
Oh, yeah.
And like, they're also dropping names. And at one point my dad was like, I like the name Jedediah. And I was like, there's no fucking way.
Oh, your parents are icons Jedediah. For naming their kids.
Yeah, but I don't know about that. Your dad loses there.
Yeah, Jedediah is not first on my list, but it's a thing for some people, so keep it real. Whatever you want, Alan, we will love.
Maybe I'll call him Little Willy.
Little Willy.
Stare into this kid.
And just traumatize him for life.
I want to talk to you about celebrity baby names.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess just like knowing how hard it is to pick a name, I don't understand how celebrities
pick stupid names.
I understand that they think, okay, so this is the whole concept, right? They think they're like better than everybody.
Yes.
They need to give a better name. Like, so they it has need to be to unique. They're not good enough to be a Tracy and Jessica.
No, they have to be like Couch in order to always be like, oh, they're Madonna. Yeah, they don't need like their full name. It's just like, oh, this is Couch.
So you guys can talk us through this too. I'm gonna mention
if we don't think of ones that you think of, shout them out and Alan will tell us like, oh, what about this one?
Yeah, I'll drop them in the chat here.
Yeah.
So obviously we're gonna have to start with Elon Musk.
714x34. What's his name?
How'd you know that?
Is that the name?
It's
so close.
XAEA-12.
Yeah. What a fucking asshole.
And an asshole.
Just because you invented Tesla doesn't make you special. Name your kid fucking Jeremy and let's move it the fuck along.
Jeremy
Musk. I saw a post that like worked it out that the name comes out to be pronounced like Kyle.
Kyle, yeah.
And I think that's fucking hilarious that it's all of
it's
that
the most basic like, boy bitch Kyle? Name. Yeah, what up, Kyle?
I also feel like when you're doing that, you're like, what if he's like a dumbass kid? Like, do you know what I mean?
He's not going to be. He has smarts. But he's going to definitely be in a frat somewhere and they're going to be like, yo, Kyle, bro, what's up? And he's like, actually, it's X14-7-3. Like,
it's way too much pressure for a child.
There are people that, what was the name? It was like LaDasha or something. And it's L-A
dash.
Hyphen, like, mm-hmm. dash A. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why that be complicated? Just name her LaDasha. Spell it out. Let's not be
Someone's
lazy.
Saying- that is not Kyle, it's
Axel. That makes way more sense than Kyle. Okay, so it is kind of cool. Like Axl Rose, that's kind of cool.
It's not cool. Don't fucking say it's
the
cool.
name Axel's cool. The name X1740 whatever is dumb as fuck.
Axel Musk? Say it three times fast.
Axel
go.
Musk. I faster. Can't. It's terrible. It's like a Axel Jeopardy
Musk.
Win.
Say it faster.
Axel Musk. Axel Musk. Axel Musk. Axel Muskle.
All right. Jessica Simpson's son is...
Her daughter is Max.
Okay, cute. That was a good job.
Max, like Maxi Pad, I'd call her.
I see Ace Nut.
What? What is it?
It's Ace is the first name. Cute.
Ace. I'm a huge fan.
Nut. K-N-U-T-E.
That can't be real.
I'm literally like, what up, Nut?
Yeah. What up, Ace Give nut? Me that nut.
Can we call Julian Ace Nut?
Ace Nut.
Does anyone know if that's how it's pronounced?
Is that Nut? Is that right? Obviously, I love Ace and I love Max because my
Someone
son is
Canute.
Canute? That's even stupider. Stupider, more stupid.
Canute.
Ace Newt.
Okay.
Ace Newt.
Ace Newt?
Ace Newt.
A snoot.
A snoot. She a named snot. Her child a snoot.
A snot.
Horrible. I'm just wondering, where do you even see?
It's because they're famous.
Canute.
Like, what's her name? Her sister, Ashley Simpson, named cute. Like, Bronx? That's so cute. That's such a trendy, cute, like, celebrity name.
Ruined it with Mowgli.
Mowgli's the other one?
Ruined.
Like, that, like the bear from
it's Bronx
Jungle
Mowgli.
Book?
Mowgli. They ruined
or,
it.
Or is it? No, yeah. the not the bear. The
bear necessity.
Yeah, that's it. But the kid, Mowgli.
Oh, the kid's Mowgli?
Yeah.
I always thought it was
yeah,
the bear.
Yeah, the kid's Mowgli.
Yeah, the kid's Mowgli.
The bear's Baloo.
Baloo. Ah. You might as well have named him Baloo.
Get this shit together. You got kids coming.
I know. I have kids and I didn't know that one, so.
I also think that we are desensitized by a lot of this shit. I think the name Northwest is it's
offensive.
It's something that, like, if my last name was West and I had a dog, I'd be like, haha, Northwest, let's name it a direction. And I know it's been talked about, but I just feel like, again, we're all just like, yeah, Northwest, but it's
the
so,
dumbest. The dumbest one is
so
Chicago,
dumb.
And she's so pretty, and it's like Shy. I love Shy that they call her that. But Chicago, Chicago.
I saw something about Psalm is one of them.
Psalm, that's her fourth baby, and it's like, you know, an excerpt out of the Bible.
Right.
Oh, thanks, Tracy, for teaching all the
You're
baddies.
You're welcome. I was a CCD teacher. Sit down.
Thanks for teaching all the baddies about
Look how
religion.
Well that worked out, everyone. Okay, I'm queen of dick now, but I was a CCD teacher at one time. CCD teacher.
I just want to know the concept. Your first child, you're bringing a little girl into this world, and you're just like, yeah, let's name her a direction because, like, to
let's
me,
make
like,
it epic so that people are wondering what our second child is
like. I'd
be
like,
it was all planned.
Hilarious.
It was all planned.
It's a funny name. It's not even like a wow.
However, I love Saint. I think it's
Saint's
so
cute,
and I love Shy. I hate Chicago.
I like New Jersey for a baby name.
Yeah,
New
I think
Jersey.
You should go New Jersey Calcion.
New Jersey Calcione. Jersey.
Jersey Coco Calcione.
She already has so many names.
Yeah.
It's so sick.
This is what happens. And I know people who hate nicknames for their kids. So they'll name them like my mother-in-law, Tara Raven Corey. No nicknames.
Yeah. You can't call
no,
her.
Yeah.
Raver.
And she didn't want to name him Matthew because she didn't want Matt. So uh-huh. she did Corey Matthew. But like there's people in this world that don't want mm-hmm.
Their name's shortened.
Right. Yeah. They don't want it done. So, like, they name them names that can't be shortened. I'm like, I call my kids 17 different names. Thank God I have nicknames. If I were to yell at my kid over and over and over, Jaden, I'd hate
no.
the name.
Yeah.
I'd hate
it's
it.
It's true.
That's why I'm always like, just pick something that you can give a little cute nickname to, even though it's not, like, the legit nickname, like Matt or Matthew.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You could make one up for them.
How about Michael Jackson naming
Blanket? I told you, couch might as well have been couch.
Obviously, Gwyneth Paltrow has an infamous name.
Apple.
I mean, it's just like water bottle. Just like seeing a random object and just fucking balloon. Board.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
Don't bust.
Put it over here.
Don't bust. Yeah. I'm scared.
Guys, Denny is here.
Denny just took a champagne bottle and put it here. If I get busted in the eye and I go blind, I'll kill you. You're right at me. That's at me.
Come here. Do it in front of the camera. No.
I love that Tracy's like, I get busted and it gets in my eye. Like,
yeah, I'm way too used to that, clearly.
Oh, God.
I'm so scared. If you punch a hole in this wall with that thing. Okay. I just broke into a cold sweat.
Guys, I'm sweating. Also have a secret helper here. If you remember.
Are we
best friends episode?
Okay. I got nervous.
My best friend Jillian. She's here to help with gifts. And
she's the one who told us that Jess was the blowjob queen.
Hello, it's the my two baby hand Joanne.
Say hi, Jill. Oh, look at this! Double fisting. That's on a Saturday morning. You know who else does that? It's super annoying. Sheena from Vanderpump Rules, and it annoys me every time I watch it.
What?
Joanne touches says her hair. Hi, Jillian.
Oh, Joanne is here. Joanne.
All right, so we have a few more names. Jermaine Jackson, I had to mention this one, named his son Your Majesty. Which I'm considering Jess Majesty.
Your Majesty makes me want to punch people in the face.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
What about Jess Hottie? Carry it on forever.
I'm not opposed to that. Baby Hottie. Just Hottie.
Just
and
Hottie.
She could just call just herself Hottie.
Jess Hottie Queso Calcion. Oh.
Jess Hottie Queso Coco Calcion is obviously the final choice of the name.
How about Zoe Deschanel? Named her daughter Elsie. Cute as fuck.
Elsie,
right?
That's cute.
Middle name?
Yeah. Window?
Otter.
Close enough.
You know, it's a cute name.
Can I stop you right here?
Coco Giraffe. How about
Coco Giraffe. Do you guys want to know the funniest thing? That when I named the baby as a nickname Coco, Denny thought that, like, just named the baby without him knowing and, like, told people. And she was getting texts saying, wait, you named the baby Coco? And she had to explain it to so many fucking people.
Well, because I posted on social, Jillian over here texted me and was like, you named the baby and didn't tell me? And I was like,
no, Tracy named the baby.
I go, you think I need my child Coco Calcion? Like,
if that's not a damn stripper, I don't know what is.
Coco Calcion. Yeah, so Elsie Otter is just, again, it just...
Elsie is so cute. Why ruin it with Otter?
Otter. It's like the worst animal name. No!
Oh, man. I was giving her the benefit of the doubt. Good. What else you got?
Okay, so I just thought this was funny because Usher... Okay, maybe, like, you my father's Nicholas, my brother's Nicholas, yeah. Fine. But when you're fucking Usher...
You don't name him Usher. There can never be an Usher 2.0. What, are you going to pass the herpes down?
He named him Usher.
I'm Usher Jr. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yo, imagine you're fucking baby Usher and you're like calling someone and they're like, oh, what's your name? It's Usher. And they're like, oh, Usher. No.
No, not that Usher. Son. The second Usher, the one who doesn't have herpes. I prefer just Sure.
I just feel like you're just constantly going to disappoint people when you introduce yourself as Usher.
Yeah. I'm the worst, biggest disappointment in this world.
I'm the Usher who doesn't sing, dance, or entertain you. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, Courtney Cox named her child
Coco Cox,
which I'm not mad at.
If you're gonna be a Coco and you're gonna be a stripper anyway, your last name better damn well be Cox.
Coco Cox
Arquette. Incredible. As if the Arquette family is not memorable enough,
right?
I gotta be a Cox Arquette.
Amazing.
It's offensive.
Do they have any, do you guys have any celebrity baby names that you know of that are just like super weird?
I've been throwing up a couple. There's Amy Schumer's kid, who's obviously was genital.
Yeah, we talked now, about that. Genital.
Gene Dave.
Fucking ass.
There's someone that said they have a student whose name is Beyonce Shakira Lopez.
So just name her all the most epic women in the world, and then...
It's too much pressure to live up to. And then Beyonce Shakira Lopez ends up working at Taco Bell.
And they're like, bitch, you're Beyonce. What the fuck are you doing here?
I'm just saying, it's a lot of pressure for a child.
It's a lot of pressure.
Uma Thurman named her one child Rosalind Arusha Arkadina Ataline Florence Thurman Busan.
I'm not even going to acknowledge it. We're not even gonna acknowledge that child.
Is it? I'm just, maybe I'm wrong.
I'd call that kid AAA. Like,
yeah.
Isn't being,
come save me.
Isn't being like fucking mega wealthy enough? Do you need to show off your name?
This, like, is the problem.
If,
it's
if
like,
I had that kind of dough and I didn't have to go to work and I could just chill and be by the pool day, you could call me fucking cocksucker. It wouldn't matter. Like,
yeah, because I'm rich. It don't matter.
I'm rich. Yeah, like, why are you,
I'll just go buy
so
another
hard?
Name.
That's insane. Uma Thurman? Shame.
Yeah,
shame.
She thinks because she was in Kill Bill, she could do whatever she wants. This just
John,
did. You can't.
Can mom. Can baby.
Can baby.
No, she didn't.
No.
Oh. I don't know. She would. I don't put that past her one day.
You know what's so funny? I friend requested Tan Mom, like,
on
Facebook,
what?
Like,
no.
Like 3 years ago, we did the show, the first show, yeah, with her, and I swear to God, like, yesterday I got a notification she accepted.
She just got around to it. You know those famous bitches don't have time for us.
And there's not one post, like, on her whole wall that's, like, her. It's all, like, spam, like, people, like, tagging her and, like, bullshit.
I can't.
Oh, my God. All right, so, yeah, so those are some weird baby names. I have a few more here. Sylvester Stallone. Sage Moonblood. I just can't imagine, again, seeing a baby and then putting the word blood in their name. It's just bizarre to me.
Sage Moonblood.
Kate Winslet, who seems like a pretty normal girl. She not survived the girl. Titanic. Bear Blaze. I don't know. I mean,
Bear just... Blaze seems like the worst. Like,
I think that one may shoot right to number one as the dumbest fucking name I've ever heard.
Bear Blaze. So yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know what celebrities, like, isn't their fame and their fortunes enough?
No, they need to humble the rest of us of not being famous and rich by naming ridiculous names that none of us could pull off.
It's narcissism at its fucking finest, pretty much. But yeah,
I have a cousin who named her son Rex. And, like, to me, that's crazy because it's like, oh, it's so, like, celebrity. But, like, because we're normal, it's almost, because we're not rich and famous, like, it's almost okay, like, because she's got these other cool, like, weird names for her kids. And I'm like, it's cool because you're not famous. However, if you were famous, we would rip you apart.
Until
do you know what I mean?
Until they go to school and the bully,
and
like, AKA me, is like, what's up, T? I don't ever call him Rex. He's just,
but yeah,
me.
And it's so, like, it's so cute to me now. But, like, in the beginning, I was like, oh, okay, celebrity things.
Busy, I mean, Phillips named her daughters Birdie and Cricket. I just can't. I just
really
can't. Being...
I'm blind as fuck. I can't read any of that.
I'm a little closer than
you. Oh my God, I just realized that things are actually coming up on the screen. I can't read that.
I guess as I'm, you know, having
mom
to make this real decision, and it's, you know, you think about their future, how they're gonna get their mail addressed to them, like, they're saying their names at graduation, and I just imagine, like, your kid has, like, a diploma and they're like, next on stage, Bear Blaze.
Yeah. Well, this is what happened when we were at Easter Sunday at our country club, and my daughter won, like, the giveaway. She guessed how many candies were in there, and they called up Skylar James and gave her, like, a blue bag with a boy's toy and all this shit. And I was like, I'm sorry, I did this to you. I take full responsibility. So, I'm like, it's actually a girl. Can we get a pink bag? And they were like, oh, it said Skylar James. I'm like, I know, I'm an asshole, but can I get my kid a pink bag?
I love gender neutral names.
I felt like I was like, oh, I ruined them. And all of my kids have it.
That, like, you know, girls with, like, the name James that will constantly get mail addressed as Mr.
James.
Yeah. Like, it's
Skylar James and Jade and Jean are both boy names.
I love them. You're a good namer. Alan, should we do our first surprise video?
Hey, baddies. It's High Pitch Eric, and welcome to the Dress Hotties Baddie Baby Shower. Dress, call me if you need a babysitter. My fee is 1 BJ per hour. And now it's time for Bad Examples Podcast with your hosts, Trey and Jay.
One blowjob per hour? Who is that? Denny just came and he's like, what's going on?
I'm sweating.
Who is that?
Denny, put the air conditioning on, please. This is the funniest thing
I need,
I've
like
ever
to
seen.
Blast it. I'm literally sweating. I honestly thought it was gonna be Joanne. I didn't know what I was expecting. This is not what I was expecting.
Alan,
who is that?
Who sent me that? That is the most incredible thing ever.
One blowjob per hour? That's awesome. How can I get someone to watch my kids?
Okay, so Tracy, just a little context. So that's High Pitch Eric. He's,
who the fuck is that?
He's famous on the Howard Stern show because he's got the most high pitch fucking voice.
He wasn't kidding.
What's that kidding? That's his real voice. That's how he talks. One blowjob per hour for babysitting. I mean, it's not the worst
deal. It's not the worst deal. I'll take that deal. You get your nails done in an hour.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That was a really...
that was some surprise.
And I was like, oh, cool. Someone from the Howard Stern show. I don't watch Howard Stern or listen to Howard Stern.
So were you as traumatized as I just was?
I had no idea. And I was like, why are there high-pitched Eric? It looks like somebody's going to have a high-pitched voice. And he started. And my first thought was, that's fucking fake.
I can't believe I just witnessed that.
That was incredible.
Wow.
I don't even know.
Jess, who's like
say.
A huge Howard fan, and Ashley, who's a huge Howard fan, will love that.
Also, the fact that he's shirtless.
Right? Like the fact that he just doesn't have a shirt on.
Hi, Andrew.
What happened to his voice for real? Was he born like that?
Yes.
I believe it.
What are you shaking your head like that
he
over there?
He was born this way. Is this from my friend Dan?
I think it is Dan.
Dan is like.
Yeah, can we get a background story?
A forever. Like fan from like Lamb Fairy days. I know him. So, and we both love Howard Stern.
Ah, that makes sense.
You're the man, Dan. That was fucking so
Dan
cool.
The man.
Amazing. Thank you. That was the coolest thing ever. I can't wait to send that to everyone I know.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Is there anything interfering with your happiness?
Yeah, so much. A lot of different things.
Are there three of them?
They're a lot of work. For sure, they're a lot of work.
But BetterHelp is online counseling that is in a safe and private environment that is really available at your fingertips. In under 24 hours, you can start communicating with a professional counselor. And you can get in touch with your counselor at any time. And you guys can communicate on your phone, on your iPad.
In under 24 hours.
It's super easy.
It's not self-help. It's professional counseling. You can send a message to your counselor at any time. You get timely and thorough responses. You can schedule weekly. You could schedule a video call. You could schedule phone sessions, all without ever having to leave your house and ever be in uncomfortable waiting rooms.
And anything you share is confidential. So you might not even realize that you need to talk through this with somebody. But if you're depressed, stressed, if you're anxious, you're having sleep issues, trauma, family issues, LGBT matters, sometimes you just have low self-esteem and you just need someone to walk you through it. And that's where BetterHelp comes in.
If you want to have a happier life today, as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/bad examples. Join over 800,000 people that are taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad examples. All right. What if I told you that you could get high quality organic food? Especially how careful you're going to be with this baby, non-GMO groceries delivered right to your door for less than you're paying right now. Not only that, but it's going to help families in need.
That definitely doesn't exist.
It does. It's Thrive Market. Thrive Market tailors to over 70 different diets like paleo, keto, plant-based.
Keto.
Delivering the highest quality organic non-GMO food. They also offer beauty and bath products, pet staples, and non-toxic cleaning products.
No, I'm actually a Thrive member, which... it's super cool because you get a paid membership, and then when you get a paid membership, you provide a free one to someone in need. So low-income family, teachers, veterans, or first responders will all get a Thrive membership because of you.
Thrive Market is working 24/7 to make sure their members get all groceries delivered as fast as possible.
What I loved about shopping on Thrive Market is it's not just like food and groceries or stuff for the baby. There's like skincare,
clean products
for your whole like head to toe and for your family. And it's super easy to shop. Having a membership makes it super easy.
You're going to go to Thrive Market and become a member risk-free. So go to thrivemarket.com/bad examples. That's thrivemarket.com/bad examples. Join today and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit towards your first order.
Ooh-oh.
Again, start your risk-free membership and get $20 towards your order when going to thrivemarket.com/bad examples.
That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/bad examples.
Are you playing Best Fiends again?
Obviously.
Can you turn it off so we could do this, please? Okay. Jessica.
Okay. I love Best Fiends. When you need me time, Best Fiends is a fun escape from the everyday. I obviously need me time. And it really does challenge your
brain power. You feel like you're growing and you're like learning something while you're playing with these little cute characters. And
I just love how the game updates monthly. There's new levels, new events. It literally never gets old. New characters, new everything, new colors, whatever the season is, Best Fiends changes along with it.
Favorite part of Best Fiends, go. Mine is that it doesn't need internet.
So sometimes when I'm like really poor at the end of the month and my Wi-Fi is out, I literally just play Best Fiends for hours.
Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels coming, events and characters they add every single month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips. You can even play, obviously, like we said, offline. 100 million downloads. That's amazing. That's so many people are loving.
Everyone's playing Best Fiends. Get in on it. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Friends without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S.
Tracy, can you just finish the ad without me? Because I have to beat the slug real quick. I freaking hate the slugs. I have to unlock my characters. The only way to save them. Let me go do this real quick and you keep doing the ad. Ooh, a diamond.
Oh my God.
Oh, I wonder if I could breastfeed and do this at the same time. That's friends without the
our best fiends.
All right, Denny, you ready for some games? You guys ready for some games, win some prizes?
Here we go with the mommy and daddy quiz. Okay. I don't know. Ready?
All right. So mommy or daddy quiz, pretty much how you play is
Trey or Jay, but Den or Jay. Who will change the more diapers? They say each other. So good luck with that shit.
Yikes.
Who will spoil the baby the most?
Look at her.
Who suspected the pregnancy first? Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who will be more patient?
Denny.
For sure.
Oh, 100%.
Denny. I don't think so.
No?
You don't think so? I think this is a little girl. If it was a little boy, yeah. I feel like you'd be different because it's a little girl. I feel like you'll get soft.
Stop petting the dog with the finger, the phone.
Yeah,
finger.
Look at how he treats his dog. He's not going to spoil his baby. Doubtful. Okay, who will sing to the baby?
Me.
Jessica?
I'll sing to the baby to put her to sleep.
This poor kid. Okay, who will the baby resemble? Let's just break it down here. Jess has dark hair, brown eyes, and Denny's blonde hair, blue eyes.
It's gonna be a goddamn alien.
And I'm 6'3", and you're
6'3", 4'3".
Shit.
Really well or really bad?
Yeah,
it's a girl, so let's hope the height takes after her. Otherwise, you guys are having WNBA player.
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what it's gonna look like. I honestly think it's gonna look like that giraffe.
All right, so here's my thing. I think that most of the time, girls look like the father, and the boys look like the mother. I don't think the height always matters, but I think she will be lighter. Yeah. Yeah.
Curly.
Okay. Who will sleep through the baby's crying? For sure, Denny. He just slept through us for 2 hours.
I slept through you guys. I slept through some guy fixing the air conditioning.
He was fixing for the air conditioning above our bed.
Who picked the baby's first name? Stop. Don't answer. You know the fucking baby's first name and you didn't tell me? What? Jill, do you know? We're going to kidnap
know.
Her. I'm not leaving this house today until we know.
All right, so Jillian trying to fucking be slick here. So I showed her my inspo board. She's so stupid.
Oh, no, that's not it. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. That's not it.
It was Ryan.
Yeah, that's what my mom wanted to name us. Yeah.
I know the name.
Are you fucking kidding
me? No, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Wow, we almost just ended the whole show here, by the way. If Alan knew before me, I would have lost my mind.
I came up with it.
So it wasn't any of my suggestions?
It was Densica.
It's Nintendo.
Oh, it's PS5. What he really wants Nintendo. This year. Okay. Who will be the favorite parent? Definitely, Denny. Girls go for their dad.
Do you know how to play the game, Dennis?
No, this is not
this is
impulse game. Who will panic more about the baby? I think it's Jessica.
Tracy, do you know how he is with the goddamn dog?
No.
Like, my worst fear is something happening to the dog because I know he'll hate me forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, you're for sure going to love this kid.
He's a psychopath.
Who will say no the most?
Who will say no the most?
Yeah, Jessica.
Yeah.
She says no to me all the time. She says no to Jillian. No, she's no. I say no for everything, and I say yes to everyone else for everything. Yes, so. Yeah, I say no too. Corey's the saint in their eyes.
In their eyes.
Okay, that was it for that.
All right. So one
what
more.
What was the tally? Who was the most weak? Yeah, I think you both lost this game, by the way.
We both lost.
You both don't know how to change a diaper, so you lost in life.
I think
but...
Denny got more votes.
I think we're just so people. New parents. We're so fucked. We're just fucked.
Yeah. Next is the what would daddy say game. Not D-A-D-D-I-E, but what is her favorite pregnancy craving?
You got talking to the microphone.
It's got to be a toss-up between egg and cheese sandwiches from Burger King, anything from Taco Bell.
Are you kidding
anything
me?
Anything from Taco
you
Bell.
You can't think of something I ate started new that I never ate before?
Oh, I know the answer to this.
Alan knows it. You don't know it.
Wow. Who's the real daddy?
Who's the daddy?
The answer
yeah.
is pizza.
Oh, she did. She told us when we were recording, I don't eat pizza, guys. And now she fucking eats the whole pie when we film at Allen's. Oh, really? So that's a thing? Pregnant people and pickles?
You're going to be so
What's
upset.
The answer?
Get this out of my
face. You got to talk into the microphone.
He just dissed me.
Get it out of my face. Pirate's booty.
Oh, my God. The fucking pirate's booty.
Oh, so what? He did know. One job. You had one job. Answer it right, damn it.
Did you open that bag and there's like six fucking pieces of popcorn?
Yeah, it's a scam.
All right. What does she love most about being pregnant? I know this one. I was going to say your big lips, but I might be wrong.
I didn't think of that.
That was my favorite part of being pregnant.
I wrote when Denny calms the baby. So this is crazy. So when she it's fun when she kicks, but it's not fun when she goes fucking ham and I'm trying to sleep. Dennis calms this child, his touch.
See, I told you guys, he has no idea what's coming.
Trey, we go to I will go get my stress test and you could see the heart, the monitor going, she's kicking. I'm like, Denny, help. He puts his hand and it just immediately, you could see it on the screen drop.
I told you, girls love their fathers.
It's bizarre.
I know.
So if I can't sleep, I'm like, Den, can you just use your touch and just chill her out? And it's amazing. It's really cool.
You have that effect on women?
Oh God, you're an idiot.
Jillian's laughing because she went to high school with both these assholes. Okay, I'm going to breeze past this one. How many times a day does she go to the bathroom to pee?
Wow, I wrote 25.
That was a pretty good guess, guys. How many times a day will the baby need diaper changing during the first month? This is going to be great. Hold on. I can't wait to see how underestimated.
How many times a day?
How many times a day will this baby shit that you have to change a diaper? Or just pee or change the diaper?
3.5 times a day.
What? When the first hour that she's up?
13.5.
I wrote 10. What's the answer?
Like maybe 15 diapers a day.
What?
Yeah. Peeing and shitting between the two of them 15 times a day. First of all, you change the baby's diaper every time you change them through the night. That's every 2 hours. So if you sleep 8 hours, you're changing the baby's diaper 4 hours just while you sleep. Yeah, you're totally fucked. Okay. If you could have any way, what way would baby be when she grows up? I guess that means what would you ideally want your daughter to grow up to be like?
But what would you want her to be when she grows up?
WNBA or bust.
Chances are high, just so you know. Your man's 8 feet tall. You're the one who's an athlete chaser, so you should be thankful.
Do you know what I want her to be?
A doctor so she could pay for everything.
It's a good one. Close.
A lawyer so you could divorce him when he doesn't help you.
A chef to cook for me.
That's a great one.
Genius, right? I'm sending her to chef school at 11. Mm.
Jess orders from the children's menu. She'll be ordering real food and Jess is like, I'll take hers.
No, a good grilled cheese, you could scrape the outside with a knife and you could hear the
That's
like
how, the crust. Who makes the best grilled cheeses? You tell them right now.
Alan.
You tell them. No,
Alan.
Me.
Not me.
Your dad.
But I make them better.
Yeah, but his dad refuses to make me more than one. I'm like, I'll crush four of these.
How many do I make you? When she comes to my house, I have them ready for her. There's two lined up and quesadillas.
I was gonna say the quesadillas. Yeah. That's your jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Okay. What do you think your baby's first word's gonna be?
It's gonna be daddy, no doubt.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Too, but...
There's no
Skylar's was dada, Jaden's was mama. No, Skylar's was mama, Jaden was a dada. And they say the theory. If your daughter's first word is mama, the next child will be a girl. If the first word is dada, the next will be a boy. Whoa. So it worked out for me. That was the only pregnancy thing that worked out. It's going to be baddie.
Baddie.
All right.
Last.
How many kids do you want? How many kids does she want? I'll come back to you after this child's born.
So I had a conversation with Dennis. He told me this once. And Alan, I'm wondering if you feel the same way. He says that if he had endless money, if he was rich, he would have endless children. There would be no number. That's insane.
No, I would do that too.
You'd have endless children.
I would have 10. Yeah, I would have 10 kids. I would have 10 kids. If I was rich and could have someone carry it for me and then help me take care of them, I would have 10 kids.
Tracy has, of course, to take to the next level.
I have, like, the sickest au pair. Like,
yeah. I mean,
babies.
But I still wouldn't want 10 kids. Have you ever thought about that, Alan?
I would never have had more than three. I'm done.
I mean, I have thought about it. Like, so with my grandparents' generation, they were, like, farming. And so they had more kids and more people
to help
on
the
farm.
Yeah. Slave labor.
That's the only thing I
it's child
about.
Labor. Do you want their kids to be like your little slaves? Go. I do that to my kids. I'm like, let's make play a game. Who could get me a drink the fastest in the kitchen? And then I send Jaden and Skylar to go compete for. That's why you have kids, to help them do things for you.
That's what my dad told me one time.
If you had somebody, you'd be like, you're in charge of vacuuming, you're dusting, you're, yeah.
I have no doubt in my mind that Denny is going to put these children to work. Like, oh, I know that.
Yeah. Sometimes when my kids ask me to play with them, they're like, can you play with me? And I'm like, I literally have, like, work I have to be doing. And I'm like, why don't you play with your sister? That's why I had her.
It is true. I have fantasized about laying on the couch and being like, pass me the remote, and it being a child handing it to me. Because sometimes I say that to Beetlejuice and he does not respond well.
I wonder why.
I wonder. Yeah, like, come on.
Denny, thanks for being on the show. I know that you don't like this stuff.
You hate us. Thank you for tolerating it.
But you did good. I like your shirt. Good shirt pick. Yeah, Jillian, come here for a second. What do you...
His shirt's wrinkled. I told him to stand in the shower.
What do you think about Dennis and I being together since you went to high school with us?
I actually have said I've never seen anybody more in love. I actually think it's like the nicest...
But you know, when you first heard, you were like, the fuck out of here.
No,
don't lie. You talk shit.
No, you know why? Because this guy... No. You know why? Because he was... the biggest, like, fucking girl player.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you were in Belmar in a house. I'm just saying. They asked me a question.
I'm pretty sure your mom knows.
Let's be honest. It is what it is.
No, hello, we've talked about this before, where Dennis took me to his parents' house and was like, oh, don't worry. There was only one exit, and we woke up mad early, and they were awake staring at me. It was...
I have to say...
I'm sure you're the only one that they met, because I don't think you brought anybody else home. So they knew it was serious.
No, he did not. I ran the fuck out of there.
Oh, so
awkward.
You pulled what I did?
I was in a skirt, like my nerd
morning
dresses.
After dress.
I'm pretty sure this is why I'm not beloved, because really? They have that vision of me coming up like a fucking nightcrawler.
Don't bring it up. They're having their grandkid now. They have to
feel like
you.
I just feel like when Denny and I... Like, we kept our relationship a secret for a really long time because it was weird. Like, we were friends and it just was weird. And I just feel like...
That helped you. I have to say that, like, I agree.
I envy them. I'm all fucked up. I envy their relationship.
Same. They really do. They have a really cute relationship, guys. Like, I've never seen them full-blown fight. Yeah. Like, they bicker like everybody, and he gets annoyed and she gets annoyed. But, like, they're really cute together.
The other day, I was here, and she pretty much said, like, get the fuck out. Not in that way. But he, like, literally, like, left. Like, they know each other. Like,
because they know their limits. She needed a minute. Yeah, I agree. You're right.
And then I had to come back and be like, I'm sorry. I was just very stressed out. You come back.
Wow.
I needed his help.
You got a pregnant woman to say she's sorry? Yeah. Holy shit.
He's good. He knew it was time to get out. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank everybody for all
thank
the gifts.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you for all the gifts. I would have had to buy half that shit, so thank you.
Said like a true man.
All right. Now, great game.
Okay.
One more surprise video and then gifts. All right.
Woo!
I'm opening it up. I haven't seen this yet either. Alan. Is there anything else we need to know about this video?
I found out and we decided that we were going to do this. I sent her a message and I was like, hey, we are going to do this. And so she changed the intro slightly and I was like, cool. And I put it all together. And now here we are.
I'm going to cry. Oh, guys, girls, who's ready to drink? Because Jess is going to cry.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Am I going to cry?
Hi, Jess. So when I first came up with the idea for these videos, it was when you and I had been talking about you not having a baby shower, but now you're having a baby shower. So I hope you enjoy these videos. I hope you know that you and Baby Batty are so loved and you are going to be the best mom ever.
I hope you have a healthy and safe pregnancy. And I just want to let you know that we all love you and we wish you nothing but the best.
Hey, Batty Jess and Batty Baby. We're sorry we can't give you the Batty Baby shower we wanted, but we're glad you're safe and healthy.
Hi, Jess. I hope you're having a good pregnancy. I just wanted to make you this little video and let you know that you're not alone. Me and all the other baddies are thinking about you during this time. We love you so much. Bye.
Hi, Jess. It's Norm. I just want to let you know, all those naps you had, now, when the baby sleeps, you sleep. So that's the only nap you're gonna get, to be honest.
Hey, Jessica, I just wanted to wish you congratulations on your baby girl, and welcome to motherhood, because this is the best life ever!
Congratulations on baby baddie. Can't wait to see pictures of her. Congratulations, Jess and Denny.
Hey, Jess, I just want to let you know I'm thinking of you during this time. Cannot wait to see the pictures of the baby once she's here. Sending you lots of love.
Hi, gorgeous. Sending you all my love from South Australia. Best wishes for you and baby baddie. We love you.
Hi, Jessica. Marie from California. Just wanted to wish you the best. I know times are tough right now, but your baby girl's got the bravest baddie mom ever. Take care. Be well.
Hi, Jessica. This is Nicole Jenerich. I just wanted to say congratulations on baby Queso. We all can't wait to see her. Big hugs.
Hey, Jess. I just wanted to wish you and baby baddie a very happy and healthy delivery. I can't imagine how scary it is right now, but you are handling this with such amazing grace and strength. And I wish you and Denny nothing but the best.
Hey, Jess. We just wanted to say congratulations. This is Aurora, my little rainbow baby. I hope that all through all this craziness, you know, you still have so much excitement for your new bundle of joy. I think you're going to be an awesome mom. And I literally cannot wait to see the kind of, like, matching outfits you guys are going to have. It's going to be so cute. I'm so excited for you.
Hi, Jess. I'm sorry things didn't work out as planned, but I'm so excited for you for your rainbow baby.
I just want to say I'm so excited to meet your little baby baddie when she joins the girl gang. And all of us on Club Baddie support you. We're here for you. We're rooting for you. And we wish you all the best.
Welcome to the club of not sleeping for the next like 5 to 15 years. Congratulations again. I know you're going to have a beautiful birth. You're an amazing woman already. I know you're going to be an amazing girl mom.
Hey, Jess and baby baddie. It's Lauren from New Jersey. I just wanted to send you a quick video just to let you know how loved you both are.
You're a mess.
Just know that you have a strong support system in your baddies, and we will always be there for the both of you no matter what. Love you.
Congratulations, both you and Denny, and obviously Beetlejuice, on the new baddie baby. I wish that we could be partying it up and having a baddie baby shower, but that will have to obviously be postponed. It sucks. But I can't wait to do that once the baby arrives. I wish you guys so much luck. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Jess. Thinking of you all the way from the southwest of England. Wishing you all the best with your pregnancy. Sorry it's not exactly what you planned, but just know that we're all here for you and we're wishing you the best. Lots of love.
Hey, Jess, it's Tiffany from New York, sending you congratulations and love, all of the above, to you and Denny, and of course, big brother Beetlejuice.
I just wanted to quickly say that, you know, we love you. We love baby baddie already, and we can't wait for her to get here for you guys and give her some virtual love. So happy baby shower. Love you, girl.
Congratulations on your little munchkin. Take a deep breath. It's gonna be scary times. Get some sleep while you can now. Trust me, got a 2-year-old in there. It's gonna be the greatest experience of your life. Denny is there, and just know that you have all of us baddies supporting you, and we are so excited to help you out with anything that you need. We love you. Good luck.
I know, baby baddie, that you are such a miracle to your mom. I've spoken to your mom about how special and how much my daughter has saved me, and I know you have done the same for your mommy. So hang in tight. It's almost go time, and we love you so much.
Best wishes to you and Denny, who are going to be fabulous parents, and I can't wait to help you guys celebrate any way that you let the baddie celebrate as soon as quarantine is all over. Congratulations again, and I can't wait to see pictures of the beautiful daughter.
I know you're really sad because things didn't work out with all the quarantine going on, but we just wanted to let you know that we're thinking about you. We're so excited for you. You're going to be an amazing mother, and your daughter is very lucky to have you.
Hi, Jess. It's Sarah. I am so happy for you and your pregnancy. You know, you have to stay in, you can't have a baby shower. It's very hard, but you know, You'll get through it. Love you, girl.
You got this. Congratulations. We're so looking forward to little baddie. And I love you. Thanks. Say bye.
I haven't looked Jess in the eye. I'm trying to not let it. She's a mess now, Jillian.
How you doing, Jess?
Touch her up.
Not great.
She's been better. I'm stopping them before they cut. I could feel them sitting on my bottom lashes, and I'm like, ooh, grab it.
I did my makeup. You love how the first thing I said was, I hate you.
I hate you guys. This is her defense mechanism. That was incredible. God.
I honestly.
God, so you gotta say.
I have nothing to say. Nothing
I'm trying
does
to catch
that
these
to me.
Motherfucking tears.
Nothing does that to me. That's. I don't know how to handle emotions. I don't.
All right. Well, from somebody who, like, does.
Tell them how
feel,
I feel, Tracy.
It's weird because, like, we do this show and we feel like we have, like, this connection with you guys and we have, like, friendships with you guys that normally a lot of podcasts don't do. However, like, I think it's, like, crazy the level of love that you have and that some of you really do need the show more than we understand on, like, a daily basis just as an escape or, like, a friendship. And I feel like Jess doesn't take in things like that because she's cold as fuck and she's got a stone heart, but you broke her.
It was like,
and I couldn't even look at her.
10
you guys,
in, I was
if
crying.
You guys saw, I don't know if you saw or not, but like I stared at the screen in front of us and watched it because I couldn't watch Jess watch it, and I was still crying watching it because I pictured how she was just upset about it. Because it's
that was the best surprise I've ever gotten, maybe my entire life. I can't think of anything better.
It's
than
intense
that.
Because I don't think we really have to us. It's like a fun show where we bullshit with our friend, but we don't realize like the effect. And sometimes like when we go on. Club Baddie and see how you guys are all like becoming friends and talking. It's like very, very emotional for us. And I don't know, like even me, like through my divorce, I feel like it's like an escape for me. Like you guys talking and me watching you guys all become friends is like a nice escape for me. And it must be for Jessica going through like good things in her life. So me and her complete opposites, but she's like, she literally cried that whole time.
Thank you for explaining me, Tracy.
I can't explain you. You're an enigma. No one really knows how to explain.
It just like makes me like I
appreciate things.
I just feel bad that I can't put into words my emotions. You know what I mean? Like I just can't. I don't
you
know
literally
how.
Broke her though. Like somebody who's so not emotional and just like literally like a cold rock that's hard to break, who doesn't hug people. Like she just cried watching you
I
guys.
Would hug all of you for that right now. I really would. That was amazing.
I don't know how you guys even put that together without us seeing it on the page. So thank
you
for that.
You know what's so funny? You know how celebrities have been putting together like videos, like singing, and it's like the biggest douche chills ever?
Yeah.
Like this was genuine. Like this was
the opposite.
Yeah. Like you're just like, ooh, like you can't even watch. Like this was amazing. I am at a loss for words. I don't know how you put that together.
I have to say, like, I know that I don't understand what you're going through with the quarantine and all of that, but like, we've been doing a lot of things in quarantine lately that we normally wouldn't have done. And it's such a blessing. Like all these kids that are doing graduations are doing like videos to each other. And like, we never did that. Like, I wish I could go back and be quarantined because then I would do way more videos that I could have kept for like years to come that I feel like nobody would have made a video like that for you had this been a regular shower and you wouldn't have had something like that.
It's been
you guys have I know you don't see it because you're in the bubble of like this is all happening to me, but like from the outside, like us who don't get videos and stuff like that, like my dad's 60th birthday, I have a 8-minute video of everyone telling them how much they love him. I never got a video like that, so it's amazing to like have those that to keep. Like you'll always have this video now.
It's just it's been a definite strange, and I know there's so many pregnant women right now in the group actually that are like they understand. And you know, even yesterday I was at the doctor and I was like asking about like it's very weird to me not having my mom at the hospital and I said, well, I have another month, like
maybe
the world's opening up,
maybe I
why
can have my
can't
mom.
Like why can't my family be there? And they're just like, no, there's like COVID's not gone. So like, and even having when she's here, it's just gonna be very different, you know what I mean? And you know, we have to be extra safe and it's scary. It's already scary and it's just been a lot. And I just having this today was I've been looking forward to this for so long.
I know, I literally called her on the way. I'm like, I'm on my way and I'm so excited. She's like, I know, me too. And it was just, it's weird, like, everything that's happening. But
Alan,
I mean,
you cry?
did you want her in the room?
My mom?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, quite. I didn't have my parents in the room either.
No, but I, you know, it's a strange feeling that, like, you always imagine how this whole thing is going to go. They're going to be outside. Denny's mm-hmm. going to run out and say, mm-hmm. you know, she's here. She's healthy. Like, I'm going to text a photo to my mother. Like, that's weird.
I did
it.
I did it.
What do you mean?
Nobody was there, like, as soon as I had her. I had to
Skylar?
Wait. Yeah, when Skylar was born.
Why?
Because I had her in the middle of the night and I rushed over there and I had her and nobody was
wait?
Up. Yeah, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. No, I didn't wait to have her. No, I had her in 15 minutes and it was
no,
6
I mean,
in
you didn't
morning.
Wait to, you know, for them to get there to introduce.
No, I texted the picture. I said, she's here. And my mom's like, oh my God, send me. And they were still on their way. So they saw pictures yeah. of her before they even got there.
But like my parents have to wait 2 days. Like. Or I mean, however long it takes me to get home. And
you're
then
gonna
at that
really
point,
appreciate
like,
the 2 days of relaxation because I didn't sleep when everyone was visiting me in the hospital. I didn't sleep ever. And like you get home and those are your only 2 days
of
silence.
That's part of like what I was looking forward to.
No, I know.
Like
it's
even touring the hospital, it was like, oh, we're picking a place where like people, you know, can fit enough visitors. And I don't know. It was just a part of like yeah. how you envision things. And, you know, I definitely, it's just, this is just awesome.
It this honestly, was a big lifter, yeah. like a mood lifter.
It makes whatever's happening to my belly button much better. So.
What's happening to your belly button? Wait, are you getting that black line thing?
It's an innie still.
Oh.
But.
Dot, dot, dot.
The walls are closing in. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to need to see it.
Like
Jillian, did you see it?
No.
You did? Did you see her belly button a few weeks ago?
It was fine. You're right. That's what I'm, every week. It's
do you know what that is?
The hole's getting like it was like this and it's just like slowly closing.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Sometimes when you're pregnant, you get a herniated belly button, which is like your intestines push out through your belly button because there's not enough
no,
room
but that's
for
the
thing.
Baby. There's no intestine. There's no it's not.
No, you're not going to see like
no,
a big
but it's an innie. What I'm saying,
out.
It's not like pushing your belly, my belly button out. It's just
closing because I think you have another month and it may get there. I think it's prepping your
but
body
like,
to start
every
getting
every time
there.
The doctor's like, you're like really obsessed with this. You need to cool out. I'm like, and Dennis is like, hey, doc, how many people's belly buttons come out? And Dennis is looking at it, analyzing it. I just find it. It's just weird what happens to your body. But yes, it's still an innie. It's just a tiny, tiny innie.
Okay. Like you're not going to like stick your finger in it like when you're three.
It might get
like when you're like 3 or 4 years old, you're like, what's this hole?
If you try to stick your finger will probably get trapped. Like, what do you call those? Like,
oh, the Chinese finger traps. Show us the belly. Walk forward. Look how big she is. Ah, so cute.
While baby mama Jess is showing off that belly. And before we dive into gifts, we actually need to wrap up this season finale episode. Don't worry. If you want to see everything else that happened on our live stream, you can go check that out on Bad Example's Facebook page or the Club Baddie page. You can see all the goodies Jess got. You can see the big old fall that Jillian takes. Everything is there. We're going to end off our Baddie season with a very special surprise. We're launching Cameo. So make sure you check that out in the weeks to come. It's just at Bad Examples. So yeah, check us out on Cameo. We love you all. We really appreciate everything the Baddies do for us. Say bye, Mama Jess.
I love you guys. We will not see you next Tuesday, but we will see you real soon.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
All right, baddies, I have a little announcement that this is going to be not only the first time you are hearing this, but the first time that Tracy or Jessica is going to hear this. There will be a season 4. It is going to be coming to you in August once Jess has had time to have a baby. And so we're not like, all right, have a baby. Now let's do episodes. We are still going to have some episodes coming to you late July. So be on the lookout for some of that bonus content that's going to come before season 4 officially starts. Also, there is a new Bad Examples website. You can go to badexamplespodcast.com and you just click to enter the Bad Examples website from there. You can get stuff. You can see everything in one page. There's a listen page where you can listen directly from the website. There is a contact page where you can write in if you want to be a sponsor or an advertiser. There's also brand new, a baddies page just for our baddies to submit your stories, submit your what you want us to talk about on the show. If you have something that you want us to talk about, put it on there. You can go to badexamplespodcast.com or dimlywit.com/baddies directly. There's also merchandise links. There's link to Dimlywit site. There's the link to the Patreon. Everything in one place. So we're also going to have a very special real-time Baby Baddie episode that we're working really hard to coordinate. It's going to be very reality TV, where Jess is going to let us into the delivery process from going into labor to getting to the hospital to having her very own Baby Baddie. See you next August, baddies.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.